About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
It's time for a battle between generations. I don't know if you identify as a Xennial, a Millennial, a Boomer, a Gen Xer. Regardless, we give you the chance each and every week to prove that your generation is the best generation with questions that span all generations. And I'll say, if you add up all of the wins we've had, because at some point every generation is one. And yes, Gen X does seem to get more than their fair share of wins, but I think last time it was Millennial, and it has definitely bounced around. Gen Z is bringing up the rear. As far as winning the least, but you know, they've been around the least amount of time, so all of the things that happened before them, unless they are, you know, a student of history, they don't care about Tamagotchis.
Yeah, I would
much.
Say the people who win the most are the Millennials and the Gen X's.
Yeah, it seems
kind of toggles between them,
and
too.
And then you've got the extreme. So, but every week it's a brand new blank slate, chance for you to win bragging rights for your generation. If you're not on the phone competing, how would you have done? And which generation are you rooting for in this exciting edition of Generation Wars?
Lazy.
You will hear things now that will make you think back to a simpler time, and you will also hear things now that confuse the hell out of you, and that means we are officially into Generation Wars. Representing the Boomer, born in 1957, has been the same weight his entire life, and he's proud
wow.
of it. Still fits into his favorite pair of pants, and a lot of Boomers only have one pair of pants. Let's say hi to Greg, representing Boomers. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Greg, in their cargo shorts.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that. I should have known that.
Yeah. But only the one pair, or do you have two?
No, I've got quite a few cargo shorts. I need all the pockets for all
yeah.
my stuff.
Boomers love pockets.
Oh, man, those things are stuffed to the gills, aren't they?
What is one thing currently in the pocket of one of your pairs of cargo shorts, Greg?
I have a phone. I have a vape. I have my keys. I have my wallet all in the cargo pockets.
Jeez, didn't even need the other
They're
pockets.
All, in the front.
All right.
I love that
They're
you're a vaping boomer.
I love that. We move on now yes. and we say hi now yes. to our representation from Gen X, born in 1980. Susie still has the original Little Mermaid video.
Ah, the VHS with the big fat white box.
The one that had the penis on the front. Remember Disney
the,
got accused of hiding a penis mm-hmm. on the front cover. And you have that. It's worth. Isn't that mm-hmm. Susie, isn't that worth something?
You'd think it would be, but it's just worth sentimental value. There's so many of them out there for sale.
But yours, because I think they redid yeah. those to get rid of the penis that was hidden in there. But yours
Did
has.
They?
Yours
yeah,
has
it was an alternate cover because there
yeah.
was a schlong in the castle. I had the original one.
Of course, Gay Leno knows about
100%.
That.
Of course I do.
All right, Susie, hold on 1 second. Representing all Gen Xers, you're the,
yay,
I guess,
yay.
you're technically at the tail end. Because 1980 yep. is one of those weird bubble years. As we move on to our representation from the millennial, born 4 years afterwards, Abraham still plays his Super Nintendo Entertainment System. And good morning to Abraham, representing all millennials. Hi, Abraham. What's up?
Good morning, sweet dibs.
Sweet dibs to you. If you know the answers to the questions, please yell out millennial, wait for Allie to call on you, and then you can lock in. Whoever has the biggest score at the end of this whole thing will win themselves tickets to go to Smartless Live at the Hollywood Bowl. And that will be a lot of fun, I'm sure, for any generation. And we say good morning now to our Gen Z, born in 1997. Does tattoos unprofessionally, which apparently is,
cool.
I think that's one of those hobbies that really also spans all generations. This is Andrew on K-Rock. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Hands on buzzers. Once again, we will go through the questions. If you know, yell out not the answer, yell out your generation. Wait for Allie to call on you. Here we go. Question one. Which family lives on 742 Evergreen Terrace?
Millennial,
go ahead.
Is it the Back to the Future family?
No.
Boomer,
I believe your turn signal is on, but go ahead.
All in the Family.
No.
You know, it's the same weight when they did All in the Family.
Yes, Gen X.
Is this a Brady Bunch?
No, it is not.
Evergreen Terrace.
742 Evergreen Terrace is the address of the Simpsons family.
Oh, wow.
From Springfield. No one gets the point. We move on to your next question. Which video game character collects gold rings?
Millennial.
I think I heard millennial first.
Millennial barely squeaked in. Yes, millennial.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
That is correct. On the board, millennial. We move on to your next question. The hashtag symbol actually has an official name as to what that is. What is the official name of what the hashtag...
Gen X.
Yes, Gen X.
The pound sign?
That is right. The pound sign. Congratulations. Yes.
Probably has an even older name, too.
Yeah, well...
telephones.
We move on to your next next question right now. And once again, still open, wide open. It's just a tie.
Anybody's
at the top.
Game.
Anyone's game. Generation Wars. This product that was sold mainly through infomercial had a bunch of crater-faced and pimple-covered celebrities showing old pictures of themselves before they revealed their new clean skin look.
Gen Z.
Yes, Gen Z.
Proactive?
Proactive is the right answer.
I used it.
Proactive. Diddy. Great guy like Diddy. That's right. Was he in that as well?
Was he?
Maybe
yeah,
he was
one of the spokespersons.
He was?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
They used to call him Ziddy. Great guy like Ziddy.
Ziddy. Now he
did. We move on to your next question. It's Generation Wars.
Don't be Ziddy anymore.
What ball was associated with the Stussy brand?
Gen X.
Boomer.
Gen X. Go ahead.
The eight ball.
Wow. That is correct. The eight ball.
I was way before her.
We didn't. Listen, I don't want to.
Okay, do a playback. Do a playback on that. And then give me another 10.
You're asking us to rewind a live radio show, Greg.
Hold on. I don't want to get on Greg's bad side, guys. So
you were so far behind on that.
Maybe you had your phone on mute or something. So please, enough with the language.
No. Greg. The amount of anger we get from boomers.
It's nonstop. I'm rooting for you, Greg. Here we go.
I'm listening. We're both listening.
In fact,
please call in and tell them how late he was.
Okay. This next question's right up your alley. I think you're going to get it. What was the name of Lucy's best friend in the show I Love Lucy?
Gen X. Boomer,
you were not first. I think I heard Gen X first.
Yeah.
Gen Z?
Ethel
is correct. Well done. Where were you on that one, Boomer?
No, it's my favorite brand of gas.
Okay.
Ethel? Hilarious, Greg. Hope you tell that joke in a bar.
Allie, what's the score currently in Generation Wars?
Gen X has 3 points. Millennial and Gen Z have 1 point.
And how many does Boomer have?
Greg the Boomer has 0 points.
He's going to all change with this one. Here we go. Who or what was Chatty Cathy?
Boomer.
Yes, Boomer.
The doll.
That is correct.
A talking doll.
A talking doll that was back in the ancient days, and he got that right. So congratulations. We move on to your next question.
You had a Chatty Cathy?
For sexual reasons or for fun?
With my sisters, but I'd play with it.
Okay. I'll shut you up.
No.
Weird.
Your next question in Generation Wars. Which TV character gave us the iconic phrase, "That's what she said"?
Boomer.
Millennial.
That was Michael Scott, The Office.
That is correct. Michael Scott from The Office. Allie, what is the current score?
That would be Gen X with 3, Millennial with 2, then Gen Z and Boomer both have 1. Still anyone's game, I think.
Next question, based on the most very recent viral trend, nothing beats this type of holiday. Nothing beats a blank holiday.
Gen X.
Yes, Gen X.
A JetBlue holiday.
Ooh. So close. So close.
That's great, though.
Not the answer we need, though, for the win. Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. We move on to your next question.
I knew it, he says.
We go on. Allie, there's only about 5 questions left. Where are we currently?
Still anyone's game. Gen X has 3, Millennial has 2, and Gen Z and Boomer still have 1 point.
Here we go. It's Generation Wars. Before Kelly Ripa, who was Regis sitting next to every morning on his talk show?
Boomer.
Kathy.
That is That is correct. I would have accepted Kathy Lee, but I will also accept Kathy. That is her name, and I guess you were probably on a first-name basis, so Regis and Kathy, that was the show. And
you know, I have a doll.
Chatty.
Bad for you.
He only gets Kathy questions, right? What is the name of the comic
strip
where the woman says, I need more coffee? Ack. All right, we move on to your next question. Michael Jackson was known as the king of what?
Millennial.
King of pop.
That is right. King of pop. We would have not accepted pussy as the right answer. we move on to your next question, and there's only a few left, Allie. Where are we at right now?
Millennial and Gen X are now tied with 3 points. Boomer has 2. Gen Z has 1.
Here is your next question. Finish this iconic quote from Jules LeBron. Very demure, very what? Very demure, very...
Boomer.
What? Yes, Boomer.
Gritty.
What?
Pretty.
No. Very demure, very...
Kathy.
Very... Very demure, very mindful.
Mindful. Demure and mindful trends.
That is very trendy, and no one got it right.
She said that ruined her life.
That phrase?
Like the popularity of it.
I don't understand it.
Sent her in a downward spiral.
What song would television networks play to signal the end of their programming day?
Boomer.
Yes, Boomer.
Gen X.
America the Beautiful.
That is wrong.
Gen X?
Yes, yep. Gen X.
The Star Spangled Banner?
That is correct.
Nice. Gen X is in the lead now.
Allie, we have 2 questions left. Woo! What is the score currently?
Gen X has 4, Millennial 3, Boomer 2, Gen Z 1.
Okay, here we go with 2 questions left. Things are getting exciting right now. This was the name of the man with the afro that would paint happy trees on your television.
Gen X.
Boomer.
Gen X, I heard you first.
Boomer.
Bob Ross.
Oh, my gosh, I was way before.
All right.
You were not, Greg.
So, once again, you better hope he doesn't have a weapon in those cargo shorts, Allie.
Oh, my God.
Gen X was able to give us Bob Ross, I believe. It was hard to hear over all the yelling happening. And it comes down to this final question right now. What brand of durable canvas backpack dominated the millennial hallways? Always worn with a single strap.
I heard Gen X first.
Jan Sport.
At the end of it all.
To Gen Z or Gen X we go.
Gen X is the winner of this Generation Wars.
Yeah.
And I know that's not going to make Greg happy, but Susie, after everything is said and done, you got in quickly, you had the answers correctly. And you get yourself the tickets. So congratulations.
Yeah. Shout out to the Nutbangers.
Nice.
And what song of all the songs we play on K-Rock do you think would be most befitting to your generation that I could get on the airwaves right now for you?
We Are the Champions.
Okay. Queen, We Are the Champions on K-Rock for you. Sadly and not surprisingly, this is what we had queued up. So we'll give you Nirvana, which also works. It's K-Rock. Congratulations.